Well, you better listen, my sisters and brothers. Cause if you do, you can hear their voices still calling across the years. And they're all crying across the ocean. And they're crying across the land. And they will to we all come understand. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained. None of us are free. And there are people still in darkness. And they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. We've got to try to be with each other. Let our brothers know that we care. We've got to get the message, send it out loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained.
Greetings, holy eye, greetings. We give thanks and praises unto the Most High. That was our brother Solomon Burke, along with the five blind boys of Alabama, giving us that wonderful song, None of Us Are Free. We give thanks for our brother Solomon Burke, who has passed away from among us, and who is now in the spirit world with the ancestors, guiding us on the straight and the right path, telling us we better get up and stand up for equal rights and justice with no apology. We better get up and stand up because none of us are free. If there's one person on this planet that is not free, then none of us are free. You are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And you are listening to thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. As we endeavor to think with the mind of God, think with the mind of Solomon Burke, who says none of us are free until all of us are free. We are endeavoring to organize for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. And we are yet willing and will and are allying ourselves with any and all political, religious, revolutionary organizations that are standing up for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Our beautiful sister Venice is our producer, helper, engineer, and facilitator. The coordinator for this website, thinkaboutit.org. And I'm thankful for my beautiful sister. You may contact me by emailing yallove@comcast.net. Let's move right on into the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is redemption for the oppressed, salvation for the oppressed, and a warning and judgment to the oppressor. Our brother Ashra Kwesi has revealed to us that our African ancestors studied the universe scientifically and understood that the universe was constructed on the philosophy of truth, justice, and righteousness, Mayat, that the Most High constructed the universe on truth, justice, and righteousness. The Most Honorable, Elijah Muhammad taught us that Jesus is justice and that Christ is the anointed crusher. Anointed to crush the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Anointed to oppress, to crush the oppressor. The book of Revelation is written in code for the slave, for the colonized, for the oppressed, that we may rise up and overturn this wicked oppression. This is the African science of revolution. And on that note, let's go to the book of Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. And at this point, Jesus is talking. You have to excuse me, I'm still worked up by that song by Solomon Burke. None of us are free. Jesus says in verse 20 of chapter 1 of the book of Revelation, "The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches." And you'll recall about the seven spirits, I believe in verse 4 of the book of Revelation chapter 1. And what we are looking at is Jesus teaching us the African science of revolution, teaching Maya, teaching truth, justice, and righteousness. The universe, the first religious text, the first Quran, the first Bible, Jesus is causing us to go into the universe and think about the universe with the African science of revolution. For us to understand Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness, this science, we must understand the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks, and understand that Jesus represents the S-U-N as Jesus is the S-O-N. Jesus as the S-O-N in the midst of the candlesticks represents the sun, S-U-N, in the semi-middle of the universe. We must understand the African science of revolution. Understand Amen and Amenet, the hidden and unseen father and mother. The first law of science, the law of cause and effect. That for everything that we study, there's a cause behind it. So with this universe, we would refer to the cause as God, as Yahweh, as Allah. So with this teaching, we are really trying to come to the understanding of that hidden and unseen force behind all things, that hidden life force, that self-container of life. And you know that Yahweh means the self-existent one. One cannot exist without life. So this is the self-container of life, Yahweh. But scientifically, there's no life without father and mother working together. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as the conceiver and the begetter of the children of Israel. So Moses saw in Yahweh father and mother. So we're going to learn through the study of the universe, through the African science of revolution, we will learn about that hidden and unseen father and that hidden and unseen mother that is the root behind all the cause, behind all the effects that we have studied scientifically. So as we look at the universe, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the ancestors first thought that the sun, S-U-N, was the center of the universe. The African ancestors, the ancestors of the whole human family, saw through scientific study that the planets revolved around the sun, and the planets
moved at a terrific speed of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. And you that are in the Nation of Islam know these teachings very well as coming through Master Fadl Muhammad, coming through the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and principally coming through Minister Farrakhan today. But you all would agree with me that Master Fadl Muhammad, after giving many books to study by his father, that knowledge is from Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, the so-called jungles of Africa and whatnot, that our African ancestors studied the universe scientifically and were the first to teach this knowledge to the whole of the human family. So, it was first seen that the planets revolve around the sun, moving at a speed or a pace of 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. But the African ancestors scientifically went deeper into the study of the universe and saw and came to deeper understanding and deeper conclusions, and saw that there was scientifically, and it yet is, a hidden and unseen power, a hidden and unseen cause behind the sun, and that hidden power and cause was causing the sun to move in its orbit and revolve around the center of the universe. Now, the African ancestors saw scientifically that this hidden and unseen power resided in the center of the universe and was wrapped in triple darkness. This is all science. The African ancestors, this is what Jesus wants us to understand. Jesus is an African. Jesus knew his African ancestors and the knowledge and wisdom that the Africans taught from scientific study. This is why Jesus is referring to the seven spirits, the seven stars, and the seven candlesticks, and is posing as the S-U-N in the middle. Jesus wants us to see that there's a hidden and unseen power behind himself, behind us, behind the whole of the universe. And this hidden and unseen power is the power that will cause us to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness, Maya. So the African ancestors saw scientifically that this hidden and unseen power was wrapped in triple darkness. And this hidden and unseen power is the root causative factor of all life and behind all life and all the life in the universe. Cause and effect, the first law of science. We call the cause today God or Allah. But this cause, this hidden and unseen power wrapped in triple darkness, has given birth to the whole of the universe. We say given birth to the whole of the universe, because as we have said, scientifically, understanding that this is a birth, that the universe was given birth to, had to be father and mother. So the African ancestors taught father and mother gave birth to the whole universe and constructed this whole universe on the principle of Mayat, truth, justice, and righteousness. Now, father and mother giving birth, scientifically, God is science and goddess is science. Science is God. It is scientific to believe in God. It is scientific to believe in goddess. It is scientific to believe in the creator. It is scientific to believe in the creatress. This is scientific. You want to know what the evidence is that there's a God and a goddess behind this universe and earth, you're walking on that evidence. And I'm saying goddess, and the goddess is the Holy Spirit, our beautiful mother. So there is a fool. The fool hath said in his heart that there is no God. You got to be a fool not to believe that a higher mind, a higher power didn't construct this universe. A fool would say this just happened, happenstance. No, that's not scientific. And our African ancestors were and are the greatest scientists and taught this science to the whole of the human family. We're taking our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, greetings again, my dear and wonderful, beautiful sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. You may contact me by emailing yalove@comcast.net. The African Science of Revolution, the teaching of Jesus Christ in the book of Revelation, talking about the seven spirits, the seven stars, the seven candlesticks, the pastors and the churches, and what all of this represents. What is the message that the universe is teaching us? The first Bible, the first Quran is the universe, the creation. The first religious text is the creation. The first book of science is the creation. And the Most High Father and the Most High Mother are the original writers. So Jesus is causing us to understand that hidden and unseen power behind all things. And I give praises unto the Most High. Now, all and most of your religions, we're going into the science of the hidden and unseen Father and Mother. God is science, science is God. Goddess is science, and science is goddess. Most of our religions say amen at the end of the prayers. Jesus calls on the amen in the book of Revelation. What is the root meaning of amen? Our brother Ashra Kwesi has revealed to us that in Africa, Egypt, or Kemet, as Egypt was referred to by our people in Egypt, the original word is Kemet, taught us that amen means the hidden and unseen Father, that one that I refer to every week. But what about the mother? You see, the African ancestors were scientists and understood there's no life without both father and mother. How can Jesus be the son and there's just a father and no mother? We must understand the Trinity. And I may be getting ahead of myself, but nevertheless, we must understand the true meaning of the Trinity. The Trinity is father and son and daughter and mother. That's the Trinity. They took the Holy Spirit, made her a man, a male, and so now you got Jesus with two daddies. No. And you wonder why we're having problems with understanding what our gender is today. But Father and mother is scientific. So, who is the mother? Aminet is the mother. And that is not to say that I agree with any of these crazy right-wing people who want to drag homosexuals out into the street and kill them. No, because they're hypocrites. You break one law, you break one law of God, you break all of them. Drag yourself into the street and kill yourself. But we're not saying that either. What we're saying is to have an understanding and to reason with people. We're not going to join crazy right-wing people who love to kill and shed blood and warfare and spy on people, do all type of nasty stuff, and then want to cause us to agree with them in their crazy crusade against homosexuals, and then agree to go kill. No, we ain't going for that. But we must understand scientifically the father and the mother. So Aminet is the hidden and unseen mother. This is the root cause of all the effects that we have studied scientifically, our ancestors, father and mother together. Amen, the hidden and unseen father, and Aminet, the hidden and unseen mother, have given birth to Ra, which represents the sun, and Ra'it also represents the sun. Who is Ra and who is Ra'it? Ra, the sun, is the male, because male and female have the same attributes, but those attributes are displayed differently in male and female. So the sun represents light, S-U-N, and so Ra is the word for the male representation of light, but Ra'it is the female representation of light. And so at first, when the African ancestors were looking at the sun as the power, but then saw the hidden and unseen power, then began to say that the hidden and unseen power have given birth to Ra and Ra'it, the male and female representations of light. And so Ra and Ra'it, the male and female representation of the physical sun, the visible sun, manifesting life and light, causing us to understand spiritual light and spiritual life that is the root of physical life and physical light. Understand that our African ancestors were absolute scientists. So now you hear and see of the words Amen Ra and Aminet Ra'it. That is to cause us to understand, once again, the hidden and unseen power behind everything that we see in the physical. Amen Ra, the hidden power behind the physical sun, represented from the male side. Aminet Ra'it, the hidden and unseen power, the mother behind all things. So this is the female side. So scientifically, male and female, father and mother together, Amen and Aminet, that hidden and unseen father and mother, the root power behind all things. Now, in Africa and Egypt, Amen and Aminet were rendered in hieroglyphics as being pitch black, because father and mother Amen Aminet resided and emanated from triple darkness, from that triple dark center of the universe. And so scientifically, our African ancestors understood that black gives birth, that the key carbon to life is black, the key atom to life is black, the center of the earth is black and gives birth to all that is on top of the earth, the universe is black, the triple darkness of the universe is black, triple darkness, and has given birth to everything that we see in the physical world. And so in hieroglyphics, our African ancestors drew Amen, the hidden and unseen father, and Aminet, the hidden and unseen mother, as triple black. But today, we don't like black. Today, we yet hate black. In 2010, the children were given the same test that has been given every generation, black children, and I believe other children as well. And it said they gave them black dolls and white dolls and asked the children, which doll is dirty? The black doll. Which doll is clean? The white doll. Which doll is filthy and nasty and unclean? The black doll. Which doll is pure and holy? The white doll. Which doll is immoral and sinful? The black doll. Which doll is moral and clean and pure? The white doll. You see, we have been colonized. The colonizer from Europe has colonized us, disconnected us from our history, our knowledge, our wisdom, our culture, our language, our ancestors, disconnected us from this science. This is not any hatred on white people, but we want to understand the world scientifically. The womb of your mother, no matter her color, that womb is triple darkness. The mind, if you would just look at the mind with a little peephole, is black in there. But the mind conceives and gives birth. And you can't conceive unless you beget. So that's that polarity of father and mother scientifically working together spiritually in the mind. Our mothers, the wombs are triple black, triple darkness, giving birth to us. We don't want to show the true black Jesus. He was black. He's an African. Because we hate black. Today we're making choices. And are we making those choices out of hatred for black? We're killing each other, rejecting each other, choosing other than black. If you've chosen a white spouse or a non-black spouse, that's not the issue. We want to understand, are we making choices because we hate black? You've chosen, love your choice. Respect and honor your choice, and I do too. But we want to understand this hatred of black. Sisters and brothers, that's all for today. You be blessed. Jah love, Jah bless. Thank you for taking time to listen. I will see you next time. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Yeah.